I'm here with Bob Cleveland at Woodford Feed here in Versailles, Kentucky. And Woodford Feed has been family-owned for more than 80 years, or just about 80 years. Bob, when I walk through your doors every single day, you are a very busy man. And I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat here today.
Sure. Glad to help you out.
All right. So take me back through this history. Almost 80 years. That's no accident. What's the secret?
My dad started the company in 1940 when he was fresh out of college. It was actually downtown Versailles on Main Street at the time. And in 1942, with World War II, he got drafted and had to leave. And some of his help kept the business going while he was gone till 1945 when he got back from Europe. He served in Europe with Patton. And then he came back here in 1945, and he and his first cousin, Bob McConnell, started the business over again. I mean, the business hadn't closed, but they just kind of started over again and stayed downtown in Versailles from 1945 to 1948. We moved out here in 1948 at the current location. It was part of my dad's first cousin's family farm, and they built on the back side of it. And in 1948, everybody told him he'd never succeed out here because he was too far from town. And then we've been here since 1948. I started here when I got out of college in 1979 and have been here ever since. My dad worked the day that he died, which was 6.5 years ago. And so he was here the whole time and everything. So very much a family-owned business. My sister works here and has worked here for nearly 30 years. She's in charge of the bookkeeping. My son is starting to work here. He's been out of college for 2 years, and now he's kind of taken over, and I hope that we'll be the third generation.
So how have you been able to succeed all these years?
I mean, basically, I think our most important attribute is that we've always tried to be customer-friendly. We've always tried to be honest with all of our customers, and I hope that, you know, our reputation is, of a honest place to do business. We've tried to give good customer service and have tried to be friendly.
Your slogan is where tradition merges with technology. What does that mean? How do you explain that to somebody?
Well, I mean, tradition is the family tradition, being here since 1940, being family owned, locally owned, and people that are familiar with the customers, familiar with the community and everything. And the technology aspect, which is, I'm sure everybody's aware, day of computers, cell phones, and all that is changing the way anybody in any business does business.
So when somebody walks through your door here at Woodford Feed, what are some of the things that you want them to know when they leave here?
Well, when they walk through the door, the first thing, I want them to be greeted. You know, we try to greet people. We have 7 or 8 people that are working the sales counter on any given day. We want people to leave thinking that this is a friendly place. This is a place that is knowledgeable. A lot of people come in here and ask questions, and we'll gladly answer any question, whether you're buying anything or not. And I'm sure with the advent of online purchasing and so forth, I feel like at times people come in and pick our brains and then, you know, go out online and try to shop for something that's, you know, that they can maybe save, you know, a few cents on. And when they leave, I want them to be satisfied that they were waited on. What they wanted was loaded properly and everybody was pleasant to them.
Yeah, and I've found that same thing in dealing with you and the folks here at Woodford Feed. I can remember walking in your doors one day and asking you about one product that I was looking for, and you said, you know what, I can't give you that at a solid price. I think you'd be better off looking somewhere else for it. And that's the kind of trust I think that you've established in many people that have been coming to Woodford Feed for so many years.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of trust we like to have. You know, we can't have everything, and there are some things that people can just buy cheaper other places, and we like to tell people that and said, you know, if you need to go someplace else and get something we'll be happy to tell you where to go, what to get, if we don't have it or if we can't sell it to you competitively. And that's the kind of trust that, you know, we think we've built up with our customer base.
So many people listening to this interview are in the horse business in some form or fashion. Obviously, much of our listening audience is either an owner or a breeder or a trainer. Talk about the relationship you've had with the horse industry here in Central Kentucky for all these years.
The horse industry is 80% or so, give or take a little, of our entire business. You know, over the years, we have got to know a lot of different people in the business as they have got to know us. And we rely on the horse industry to support us, and we try to support the horse industry. We want our customers in the horse business to feel comfortable with our men and our trucks when we come on their farm, that they don't have to be there to count every bag or anything like that, that they're dealing with honest people that are knowledgeable with the products they sell.
So what does the future hold for Woodford Feed?
That's kind of a question that we're going through right now with my son and I. We do need to do some expansion, and it's something that we're trying to work through. We need to do some updating with equipment and some other things. We are somewhat landlocked in where we are right now. Woodford Feed and plans on to be in business for a long time and so forth, but you know, we may change a little bit in what we do. That's, we haven't worked all that out yet, but it's something that is you know, that we're dealing with and working on every day.
You know, you can hear the passion and the commitment in your voice when you talk about Woodford Feed. I can just see it on your face here. I wish we were on television, actually, because people could see you kind of light up when you start talking about these things. When you think back on those nearly 80 years of being in business and your family tradition, what are you most proud of these 80 years and everything you've been able to accomplish?
Well, I mean, I'm proudest of my reputation of being an honest person, doing a job at a fair price. I'm proud of the relationships that I have with my customer, and I'm proud of the people that work for me. I've got an exceptionally good group of people that work for us. The people that work for me, I guess, are as much a part of this business as I am, and I like for everybody to, you know, look at them and look at us and, you know, realize that, you know, we're a part of the community and are proud of what we do.
I won't be here to see it, but I look forward to the next 80 years.
Well, I doubt I'll be here either. You know, I'm 62 and still work 80 hours a week, and at some point, you know, that's got to come to an end, as it does with everybody. But hope that the business with us, you know, the next generation of family will continue, and we'll be as successful down the road as the first and second generation has been.